Well, hello and welcome to Advanced Radio. We're so happy that you joined us today. We are talking about our People article for the month of December. And we're so happy to have you here with us as we look at this great People article. We're going to learn about a young girl and how brave she is. And she underwent a breakthrough surgery. So why have we chosen to talk about her story today? Well, we're going to learn more about that as we tackle today's article. I hope you have your red pen or a pen or a highlighter ready to underline some of the vocabulary we're going to be talking about, and that you will increase your English vocabulary as you join us today. But before we get started, I do want to introduce my fellow hosts on the show today. I'm very privileged to have them both here with me today. To my left, I have...
Hi, everyone. It's Albert. I'm super excited to be on today's show. I love our People features or articles. They always bring to light such brave, courageous, and interesting people.
Yeah, we learn about things or people and their situations that we didn't know before, right?
Right.
And it's quite motivating, I think, too, or even inspirational. Well, also to my right, I have with us...
Hey, everyone. This is David. I'm very grateful to be back again.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, David. I know we did an article earlier this month
together.
And I know that that was your first time, and I'm so glad that you decided to come back.
Anytime.
We didn't scare you away.
Nope.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, the title of this article says, Surgeon's Innovation Lets a Girl Breathe Normally.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert, could you tell us what the word innovation means?
Right. Usually I would think of the word breakthrough. Mm. It's innovative. It's something new. In recent news, the iPhone got rid of the earbuds, wired earbuds. So some people call that an innovation.
Yeah, we'll see, right?
Yeah.
We'll see if our ears agree with that. Well, exactly. That's what we're talking about. And in the beginning of today, you know, the opening line I used in today's show, I said, breakthrough surgery allows one young girl to breathe easy. Now, that phrase, breathe easy, that just means to be relieved from anxiety or tension or pressure. And we often say, breathe freely or breathe easily. And we're going to learn that this little girl that we meet today, her name is Hannah. She can now breathe easy physically in her body and also in her mind because of the surgery that she has undergone. And so let's hear her story as we start with our first reading for today. Let's turn to your magazine on page 30 or your electronic device, and let's look at the top of column 1.
Surgeon's innovation lets a girl breathe normally. One tough cookie of a patient defies odds. Hannah Sho dreamed of swimming with dolphins. Stuck in a hospital bed after her 12th surgery, then 8-year-old Hannah had her jaw wired shut, couldn't use her hearing aid, and her eyes were swollen. She could barely see, talk, or hear. Her only means of communication was the white board her mother had given to her days before. She wrote messages looking for family members or asking to listen to music so she could dance in bed. Her room featured Hawaiian decorations. Her family was saving money for a trip. Hannah's light at the end of the tunnel. It's been amazing to be a witness to this human being that dealt with this pain and suffering, Jennifer Sho said of her daughter, who is now 9 and starting a new phase of her life as a medical pioneer after innovative surgery at Seattle Children's Hospital.
Okay, so thank you, Carolyn, for that reading today. And we are learning about a young girl named Hannah. She has had surgery, innovative surgery that helps her breathe normally. Now, in our deck of this article, we say one tough cookie of a patient defies odds. David, what does that idiom, one tough cookie, mean?
Well, here we use it as an idiom, and when we say one tough cookie, we usually mean when someone went to a trial of physical or mental, and when they come out, they are able to come out stronger and tell about it.
Right. Okay. So that is describing a person that's gone through something challenging, right? And Hannah has done that. We open today's paragraph that Hannah Sho dreamed of swimming with dolphins. Have any of you dreamed of swimming with dolphins?
Oh, of course. It sounds so majestic and just dreamlike.
Exactly. It's one of my bucket list.
Oh, there you go. Coming from New Zealand, you know, one of the tourist things to do there is to swim with dolphins.
No way. Have you?
I have not yet. But I'm not sure if I want to. We'll see. You know, I don't think I could keep up with them.
I think they pull you along.
Yeah, that's true. I could hold on to them, right?
Yeah.
Well, this was her dream, but it wasn't easy for her to do or to complete that dream. Why would she not be able to do that, Albert?
Well, she was born with a birth defect.
Right. And we find her here stuck in hospital, right? She's in a hospital bed after how many surgeries has she had?
12. That is a lot of surgeries. I don't think I've ever had, I don't know, would removing a wisdom teeth count?
It is a surgery, so
sort
you can count that one.
Really minor, but 12 major operations, that is intense.
Especially for an 8-year-old, right?
Yes.
We learn that she's only 8 years old, and she has had her jaw wired shut. Also, what else has she had happen to her, David?
Well, she couldn't use her hearing aid, and her eyes were swollen, and she couldn't barely see or talk.
Right. So she is in quite a state where you probably could not go swimming with dolphins at this point, right? What do we mean when her eyes were swollen, Albert? What does swollen mean?
Well, swollen is just, you know, it means like past tense of swelling. So I'm guessing where your muscle or your skin is inflamed and it's enlarged.
Right. So her body has undergone surgery that have left her jaw wired shut.
Mm-hmm.
She can't use her hearing aid. Her eyes are swollen. She can hardly see, talk, or hear. We're going to learn why and what kind of surgery she had shortly. But we learned that her only means of communication was what, David?
Well, her only means of communication was this whiteboard that her mother gave her. And she would write stuff on it so her family member could understand what she wanted.
Right. Now, that word means of communication, there are many means of communication that we have in our life today, right? What would be some examples of that, Albert?
Ooh, you know, we have digital devices that allow us to text message. If we don't have that and we're stuck in a forest, we can use smoke signal by creating a fire.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
Means of communications.
That's right. Even your pen and paper is a means of communication, right?
Body language as well.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Hannah's case, she had a whiteboard that her mother had given her, and that is how she communicated with her family members. She would ask them if she could listen to music, so she could dance in her bed. So she was still an active 8-year-old girl. And we see that her room was decorated a certain way, probably to just add some color and some life into her room. What had they done to her room, David?
Well, they've decorated her room in a Hawaiian style.
Right, and what would be a Hawaiian style?
Beaches, sandy beaches, very colorful.
Right, that's right. And her family were saving money for a trip to Hawaii. And this was Hannah's what, Albert?
Her light at the end of a tunnel. It's an idiom. So it's usually used at, you know, you've been through something difficult and things have been particularly bad for a while. And at the end of it, you know, this is something, it's a relief. It's like it's over, it's past you.
Right, good. So it was something for her to look forward to in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn from her mother. Her mother says something about her daughter, David. What does she say?
Well, she says, "It's been amazing to be a witness to this human being that dealt with this pain and suffering."
Wow. Okay. So even as an adult, as the mother of her daughter, she has been amazed at how her daughter has been able to get through this time,
right,
get through this surgery. And I'm sure that was a lesson for her as well. Well, we learn now that Hannah is 9 years old. And what is she doing, Albert?
Well, she's starting a new phase, or what we like to call a new chapter, you know, a new cycle, a new season. It's a new part of her life, and it's because of this innovative surgery. You know, she's a medical pioneer.
What is a pioneer?
Ooh, I feel like it's someone that goes somewhere where no one has been before, or mm-hmm. to do something someone else or anyone else hasn't done before.
Right, so from that we can also understand that this may be the first surgery that has been done, and Hannah is the first one to try it and have it done to her. And this was at Seattle Children's Hospital. Well, we've learned a lot about her so far, that she's a very brave young girl, and that she's also likes things tropical, whether it's swimming with dolphins or going to Hawaii. So we're going to learn a little bit more about her. But before we do that...
Oh, yes. I'm wondering, do we know why her eyes are swollen? Is it like a reaction to the medicine or just the surgery itself?
I think as we learn through the article, we're going to learn about how they do the surgery. And because I think it has to do with skin and bone, it causes the skin to swell up.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, why don't we learn a little bit more as we go into her backstory? And this is on column one, and this is on line 22.
Her backstory. Hannah was born with Treacher-Collins syndrome, a condition affecting 1 in 50,000 people that leaves facial bones underdeveloped. In Hannah's case, her small jaw didn't give her airway the room it needed. At just 2 weeks old, she had a tracheostomy to allow her to breathe. The tube made swimming impossible. In April, after a first-of-its-kind procedure that began with last year's surgery, which included wearing a brace on her head for months, Hannah's airway finally opened. The trach was closed. Hannah and her family, with help from Talk It Up TV fundraising, went to Hawaii. She swam with those dolphins. "I thought they would feel all slippery and soft and stuff," Hannah said. "But actually, they feel like a wet, rubbery tire. They're kind of sticky." Trailblazing procedure. The procedure to extend Hannah's jaw and give her airway more room, conceived by Dr. Richard Hopper and his team at Seattle Children's Hospital, involved setting up a brace called a halo around Hannah's head.
All right, listeners, if you're just joining us today, we are looking at our People article for the month of December, and we're learning how a brave little girl has gone through innovative surgery to help her with a medical condition. And as we enter Hannah, the little girl that we're talking about today, we learn about her backstory. David, what does backstory mean?
Well, backstory usually means something you learn or you read about before you get into a specific topic. So in this case, Hannah's history.
Exactly. So let's learn a little bit about her history. What do we learn about her at the beginning of this paragraph, Albert?
Well, Hannah was born with a disorder that influences the development of a person's bone and tissue of the face, so it would grow not as normal.
Right, and for our listeners, that is in our specialized terms. It's called Tracher-Collins syndrome. Mm. And the interesting thing is that this condition affects 1 in 50,000 people. That's not a lot, right, that statistic. But Hannah is one of those people, and it does leave her facial bones underdeveloped. And this causes a problem, right? What does it cause a problem in her body to do, David?
Right, so her small jaw didn't give her airway enough room, so she can't breathe easily.
Right, her small jaw, so that means her jawbone has not developed enough to allow her airway to have a clear way to breathe, and it's causing a blockage. And so that they learned this when she was born, and at just 2 weeks old, she had to undergo a procedure. This procedure was called a tracheostomy. And a tracheostomy is a surgical procedure where they had to make a cut into the windpipe to allow her to be able to breathe. Now, there are other situations where a tracheostomy may have to happen. For example, if somebody has been choking, and they often do a tracheostomy, an emergency one, right there on the spot so that the person can breathe through the windpipe. So here, though, she had to have it because her facial bones did not develop correctly. And unfortunately, the tube that they put inside her meant that she couldn't swim. Therefore, she couldn't do what she dreamed of doing. She could not swim with the dolphins. Well, we learned that she underwent a procedure. What happened to her last year, Albert?
Well, in April, she had a first-of-a-kind procedure that began with last year's surgery, which included wearing a brace on her head for months. So I'm guessing it's a two-stage operation where they started initially with a brace to adjust her head. And I'm guessing it's kind of like going to the orthodontist for teeth straightening. Mm. It's a slow process, not fun. I can only imagine it with the neck and head involved. But yeah, so it helped her open her airway.
Right. Now, earlier we talked about the fact that Hannah went through a new phase in her life as a medical pioneer, the word pioneer meaning being the first to do something. And then here we use the phrase first of its kind. And that's another way to say pioneer. So this procedure is the first of its kind, and Hannah got to be able to have it so that she can open her airway, so she can breathe easier. Now, unfortunately, that included wearing a brace on her head for months. Now, when we talk about this brace, it is a metal brace. Okay, it's made of metal, and it extends out of her body because what it's doing is it's connecting the bones so that they join together and are able to grow in the way that our normal facial bones grow. So she's had to deal with that for months. And like Albert mentioned, this kind of surgery is very painful because you are causing the bones to move in a way that they don't really want to be moved, okay? Well, we go on to see that the trach was closed. What are we talking about there? We're talking about when she did this tracheostomy, her air pipe or her windpipe was opened. Well, now they were able to close it because of the surgery that she underwent. And so, what were Hannah and her family able to do, Albert?
Well, they were able to, with the help of a fundraising TV show, go to Hawaii.
Woohoo!
Yes!
Yeah, that must be awesome.
That must totally be awesome. And I'm, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like Hannah must have the most patience in the world because, you know, for 8 years of her life, she had a tube. Granted, it was like, it had a seal probably, but she had to breathe through a tube.
Right.
Which is, you know, not quote-unquote natural, and yet, you know, she waited it out patiently, and then she had to go through this painful process of wearing a brace.
Exactly.
But and now that the track is closed, she can breathe normally.
Yeah.
And she can do what she dreamed of doing, which is to swim with the dolphins. So she swam with the dolphins. But how did she feel about her experience, David?
Well, she said that She thought that the dolphins were slippery and soft, but actually they felt more like a rubbery tire.
Right. So she had this expectation in her mind that they would maybe feel like a soft toy. You know, they would feel slippery and soft because they're wet.
Yeah.
And this is not really what they feel like, right, Albert?
Right. And I'm super curious as to, that's what I imagine dolphins to feel like.
Sure.
Why are they so sticky like a rubbery tire?
Yeah, you can ask God that question. All right. So she said they're kind of sticky. Well, this Talk It Up TV, basically this is it began in August 2014 and was created by a lady called Amy Haviland.
Mm.
She wanted to bring a more positive and upbeat spin to the news rather than what we see in the media today. You know, a lot of the news that we read today is bad news, but she wanted to see positive news being broadcast. And also, they fundraise and help make dreams come true for people like Hannah that want to be able to experience this. So through them, Hannah was able to swim with the dolphins.
Right. And also, Amanda, I was wondering if you can help me with Talk It Up. Is that like an idiom or some kind of...
Yeah, it's a phrase that we use when we're trying to promote something. We want to, you know, talk about something very positively. Then we say, hey, they've really been talking up this show or talking up this product.
Right, so you're trying to almost sell it in a sense and uplift it, highlight
it. That's right, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so you can check out talkituptv.com. You can Google that and see what they do there. But they've allowed Hannah's dreams to come true. Now, she did undergo a trailblazing procedure. David, what do we mean by trailblazing?
Well, a trailblazer is a first person to do something or go somewhere. So it's very much like a pioneer. And so a trailblazing procedure is a procedure that's the first of its kind.
Right. So we've had pioneer, first of its kind, and now trailblazing. Well, what do we learn about this procedure in this paragraph, Albert?
Well, it's to extend her jaw and give her airway more room so she can breathe without the trach tube connecting directly into her body.
Mm.
And it was conceived by Dr. Richard Hopper and his team at Seattle's Children's Hospital. And it involved setting a brace, which they named a halo.
Well, Dr. Richard Hopper, he is, like you said, a doctor at Seattle Children's Hospital, and he does particular research with children, particularly with their cranial bone. Now, cranial is the bone around your brain in the body, and so he does complex surgeries treating children with things like what Hannah has, this Trecker-Collins syndrome. So he works with children and helps them just relieve their body from whatever syndrome or medical problem that they have, so that they help them to breathe easier, to eat better, or to see better. And so he's been doing a lot of clinical research that is on the cutting edge. And so he is very thankful for all that he is doing. And he just loves to do it because he loves to see the children smiling, and he gets a lot of motivation from seeing their smiles light up the room, even though they've been going through difficult situations. Well, let's talk a little bit about this halo. What is a halo, David?
Well, sometimes when we see a picture of an angel, there is a round, bright circle around their head.
Ooh.
It's called a halo. And so basically a halo is a round circle on top of your head. And in this case, we're talking about a metal band fastened on top of your skull, which immobilizes the head and the neck.
Right, and that is part of the surgery that's required to make Hannah's facial bones go into the correct place that they need to, so that they stop blocking her air pipe. So that's what's been able to happen here. Well, we've learned a lot about Hannah, and we see in a picture below, Hannah is actually showing her brother what, Albert?
Well, her brother, his name is Josh, and she's just showing Josh where the breathing tube was removed.
Right, and we have a little sidebar there. Would you be able to read that for us?
Yes, certainly. Growing up, Hannah is still missing part of an ear, but she likes it that way, so as long as her mom will eventually let her get them pierced, which is super cute, right? My mom won't let me, but the doctors will, she protests. Strangers staring isn't something that bothers her either. It amuses her. People don't realize that when they stare at me, they look really funny. She told her mom recently after laughing at a boy who was gaping. Gaping boy.
A gaping boy. What is a gaping boy?
I imagine a little boy with his mouth open, wide open, just staring rudely, but just in awe or shock or indifference.
Right. And maybe because, you know, Hannah's face has this condition, but she thinks it's quite amusing herself, which means she has great self-esteem and she's able to handle these situations very well. What does it mean to get your ears pierced, David?
To put holes in your ears, and I mean, a lot of girls do it, some guys do it too. You can put earrings in.
That's right. You put that jewelry into your ears, and she's really cute. She wants to be able to do that too. So not only does she want to swim with the dolphins, but she wants to get her ears pierced, like every little girl wants to do as well. Well, we've learned a lot about Hannah today, and we hope that you have been inspired by her perseverance during surgery and all the different things she's had to undergo. And perhaps you would like to give us your feedback as well about what has inspired you in your life. And we would love to hear from you, whether it be through our Facebook page, whether it be through our website. Please contact us on studioclassroom.com, and we would love to read what you have to say. Well, that's it for us for today, but come join us tomorrow as we continue to learn more about Hannah's story. Until then, this is Amanda.
David.
Albert.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.